Greetings from upstate New York. Welcome to the Pastor Duke podcast. I'm going to do something today that's a little bit crazy, but that should come with the territory. One of the things I've been doing throughout the years is children's stories. I'm going to do one today from the Little Dookie Did It Again series. The title today will be called Little Duke and the Tunnel. But I want to tell you the story behind the story. It's interesting. As I was raising my kids and tucking them in bed at night, they would say, Daddy, tell me a story about when you were a little boy. So I did. A lot of the conflicts, trouble Little Duke got in. But Little Duke, he always learned his lesson. And when you're finished telling a story to a child, especially when they don't want to go to sleep, you know, tell me again, tell me another story. So that's how I got started, telling stories to my children. You tell them over and over again, and they get a little bit better each time. So my little son, Duke's in kindergarten. He begins to tell these stories to his class to the best of his ability. The teacher takes note of that. When I go in for the parent-teacher conference in October, she brings it to my attention, like, your son tries to tell these little stories. They seem to be cute. He seems to know where he's going with them. What's that all about? And I said, well, I told her how it all unfolded at bedtime and tell them stories for my children. And she goes, would you mind coming in to the class and telling the stories? I'm like, well, okay. I was kind of nervous about the state and church situation, but she said, don't worry about that. Come in. So I did. Went in and told them the story I'm going to tell you. And the rest is history. For the next 25 years, I've been going into the public schools, telling stories to children just as a volunteer. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. And I think after you hear the story, you're going to want to share it with your kids or with your grandkids. Here we go. Little Duke's walking home from school with his mama because it was a brand new school. And he didn't know the way home by himself. And they stopped. It was a little metal rail. Duke held onto the rail. Mama said, look down there. What do you see? Little Duke said, I see a creek down there, Mama. Mama said, do you think smart kids would go down there and play in the creek? Little Duke said, no. And Mama said, well, why not? Duke said, look, Mama, there's broken glass down there. A kid could fall and get cut and bleed to death. Mama said, that's true. Duke said, yeah, look, there's moss growing on those rocks. It's slippery. You could slip on a rock and hit your head on the rock and fall in the water and drown. Mama said, that's true. Then Mama said, you would never go down and play in the creek, would you? Little Duke said, no, Mom, I'm not stupid. I wouldn't go down and play in the creek. I'm way too smart for that. Mama looked at him and said, well, sure hope so. After a few days, Little Duke knew his way home all by himself. So he's walking home from school like he did every day. And he stopped at the first street bridge like he did every day. And he went to pick up a stone to throw it in the water because Little Duke thought that was really fun, throwing stones in the water. Do you like to throw stones in the water? So Little Duke coming home like he did every day, he looks over the rail, he looked down and, uh-oh, trouble is brewing. Little Duke looked down into the water and he saw three big kids down playing in the creek. Uh-oh, that sounds like trouble. And Little Duke looked down and saw those big kids, and the big kid looked up and said, hey, kid, what's your name? And Little Duke said, my name is Duke. One of the other kids said, hey, Duke, come on down and play in the creek with me, man. It's really awesome down here. And Little Duke said, no way. I'm not coming down there. You guys are crazy. You could slip on a rock, hit your head on a rock, fall in the water and drown, and there's all that broken glass down there. You guys could get cut and bleed to death. And the big guys looked up and said, scaredy cat, chick. Buck, 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 scaredy cat, chicken, buck, 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 buck. Little Duke looked out at those guys and said, don't you, scaredy cat, buck, 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 me. I'm no scaredy cat. Big kids look up and say, yes, you are. Little Duke looked down and said, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Little Duke got so mad at those big guys, he sort of forgot what his mama said. And Little Duke went around the rail across the yard and climbed down the big rock wall. The bottom of the rock wall down by the creek was a ledge right on the edge. And Little Duke stood on the ledge and said, see, I told you guys I'm no scaredy cat. Don't you scaredy cat me. And so they started playing the creek. And Little Duke kind of liked it. It was kind of fun. He was being careful because he didn't want to get cut. He was being careful because he didn't want to fall and hit his head on the rock and drown. One kid was catching crayfish. You got to be careful because those crayfish got pinchers and they could pinch you. So Little Duke was being careful. One kid was teaching Little Duke how to skip the flat stone across the water. Well, the biggest kid, he got on the ledge, and he started hiking down the creek, sort of, and then the creek sort of kind of like stopped, but it didn't really stop. The creek went under the city, a spooky, dark, old tunnel, and Little Duke and the other boys were watching. Did he dare go in that spooky old tunnel?
Yes, he dared. The other boys couldn't believe it. That guy is crazy. I wouldn't go in there for $1,000,000,000,000. So the other boys got on the ledge. They walked down to the edge of the tunnel, and the big kid went in the tunnel. It went further and further. It got darker and darker. Further, darker, further, darker. The boys were watching, and he went so far into the tunnel that he disappeared in the darkness. Whoa! Where did he go? All of a sudden, flash, you could see him. He lit a match so he could see in the dark. Do smart kids play with matches? No, they don't. But he was trying to be Mr. Cool. The big kid lit a match, and he yelled out to Little Duke and the other boys, dudes, check it out. You got to come inside this tunnel, man. It rocks in here. It's awesome. Those guys yelled into him, no way, man. You are crazy. We wouldn't come in there for $1,000,000,000,000,000. The big kid yelled out, scaredy cat chickens, buck, 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 scaredy cat chickens, buck, buck. And those guys got mad. Don't you scaredy cat buck, buck me. We're not scaredy cats. We're not. And did they dare go in that spooky old tunnel? Yes, they dared. And it was kind of exciting, kind of scary. There were like cobwebs from the spiders. They were on the ledge. They're walking into the tunnel. It was kind of getting darker. And they went up to the big guy. He lit a match so they could see in the dark. It was exciting. Little Duke did not believe in boogeyman or monsters, but you never know. And if there ever was a boogeyman or monster, probably lived in a place like this. And it was exciting and scary. And they went a little farther. Flash, he lit another match so they could see. And they went farther. Flash, another match. Farther, flash, farther, flash, farther, flash. And the big kid said, uh-oh. And little Duke and the other boys said, well, what do you mean, uh-oh? And the big kid said, this is kind of like the last match, man. And all the boys are like, what? Oh, no. And they held, watched him. He held onto the match. It burnt down to, was almost ready to burn his finger, and he dropped it in the water. Flash, it went out. They are in complete darkness. Little Duke put his hand up in front of his face. He couldn't see anything. It was terrible. He was scared. And then he remembered what his mama said. You would never go down to play in the creek, would you? And little Duke remembered what he said. No, Mama, I'm not stupid. I'm too smart to do that. And not now. Not only was he down in the creek, he went in this spooky old tunnel, and he's scared, and it ain't fun. And why could I let those big guys trick me? And these downers not having any fun. And they didn't know what to do. The big kid said, we have come in too far to turn back now. We're going to have to just keep on going, and hopefully we'll be able to come out on the other side. So that's what they did. They're on the ledge, and they're walking very carefully. They could feel the back of the tunnel with their hands, and they could feel the ledge with their feet. Little by little, they're going farther into the tunnel, and all of a sudden, splash, splash, there's no more ledge to walk on. They're standing in the water, the cold creek water, with their good shoes on. Little Duke thinking, oh, man, I am so much trouble. I can't. Why did I do this? And they just kept on going, splashing in the dark. And the tunnel turned to the right. They went around the tunnel. And all of a sudden, Little Duke said, ew, ew, what is that horrible smell? One of the big kids said, it's sewage, man. Little Duke didn't know what sewage was, so he asked, well, what is sewage? And one of the big kids said, well, you know when you flush the toilet? Oh, no! No wonder it smelled so bad. They are standing in toilet water. Oh, it's horrible. They had to breathe through their mouth so they couldn't smell it so bad and get sick. And so they're splashing through the toilet water in the dark, and they're not having any fun, and the tunnel turned to the left, and they went around the corner, and they saw a light, a little light at the top of the tunnel. They could see a little bit, so they're splashing underneath very carefully, and they're running up underneath the tunnel. They look up. There was a grate. Sometimes when it rains, the water comes through those little steel things in the street and down underneath. It was one of those grates. They could look up, and they could see the sky. They could hear the cars drive by. Vroom! So they scream bloody murder. Help us! We're stuck in the tunnel. Somebody please help us. We're stuck in the tunnel. Well, they could hear the cars, but the cars couldn't hear them. It was no use. It didn't work. And they had to just keep on going. So now they're going through the tunnel, and it's dark, and it stinks so bad, and Little Duke's in huge trouble, and oh man, why did I come down here? And they kept on going. The tunnel turned to the right again, and they looked. There was another light. but it wasn't a little light at the top of the tunnel. It was a big light. It was the end of the tunnel. Woohoo! We're going to make this thing. This is awesome. So now they're going a little bit faster. They had a long way to go, but they could see it. They got farther, closer and closer. They went farther, farther, and they're almost there, but they had one more problem. And it really wasn't a little problem. It was kind of a big problem. You see, the problem was the water kept getting deeper and deeper. And they only had about 30 feet to go, but the water was all the way up to their knees. They kept on going. They only had 20 more feet to go, but the water was all the way up to their waist. And they kept going. The water was all the way up to their neck. Luckily, all of the boys knew how to swim. So they all said the same thing. No splashing. Absolutely no splashing. I think you can guess why. Would you want to get toilet water in your face? Neither did they. And so they very carefully, without splashing at all, they swam out of the tunnel, climbed up the bank, up to the street level. They looked around. The street lights were coming on. They had been in the tunnel for 3.5 hours, and they have another problem. They look around. They're lost. Little Duke has no idea where he's at. Neither do the other boys. Well, the one big kid went this way, the other one went that way, and little Duke went down the street, and he didn't know where he was at. He just kept going, and he was all wet. He was cold. He knew he was in big trouble, and he just kept on going, and he looked, and he saw a sign. It said Adams Street. Aha! I know where I'm at now. He wasn't lost anymore. He had a ways to go, but he kept on going, went down Adams, made a right on Waring Avenue. That was Little Duke Street. Went up the hill, got to his own house. He was so happy. I made it home. I made it home. It's dark now. And little Duke knew he was in big trouble. He's squishing across the porch. He was all wet and his shoes were wet. And he got up to the door. As he began to open the door, he realized, oh no, man, I am in big, big trouble. And so when little Duke got in big trouble, he put his head down. He put his lip sticking out. I think you guys can do that. Can you put your head down and stick out your lip? So little Duke opened the door. His mama was inside. She saw him. She got so excited. Dad, it's little Duke. It's little Duke. He's okay. He's okay. She came running up to him. She grabbed little Duke to give him a big hug, and she touched him. She goes, ooh, how did you get all wet? And she said, ew, you smell like a toilet. Where have you been, young man? And little Duke had his head down, his lip on. He said, well, mama. And mama said, did you go down and play in the creek? And little Duke said, well, yeah, sort of, just for a minute. The big kids were there, and they sort of tricked me, Mom. They called me scaredy cat, buck, 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 and scaredy cat, and I got so mad at him, I forgot what you said, and I sort of went down in the creek for a minute, and then the big kid went in the tunnel, and he lit matches so we could see, and I didn't light any matches, Mom. I didn't touch the matches, and then we had to light the match so we could see, and then it got dark, and we didn't have any more matches, and we had to swim, and we just got home, Mama. Mama said, Dad, oh, he's going to be okay. Mama said, Dad, call the police and tell them that little Duke is fine. Mom and Dad had called the police because they were scared that some bad guy had come and kidnapped their little boy and take him away. And they were so afraid, and the police were out looking for little Duke. Well, the police were happy that little Duke was home safe. And Mama looked at him. Mama said, she got a big smile on her face and said, little Duke, we are so glad you are home safe and sound. And then she smiled even bigger and said, but you are in big, big trouble. And she said, you get upstairs right now, young man. Get out of those wet, stinky clothes. Put them in a plastic bag so you don't stink up the whole house. And your father's going to come up and have a word with you. So little Duke went upstairs. He got out of his wet, stinky clothes and put them in a plastic bag so he wouldn't stink up the whole house. And he got a shower, and he was getting dressed, and he was almost dressed when he could hear coming up the steps. Thump, 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 thump. It was his dad. And his dad was not too glad. His dad was pretty mad. And the door opened, and Dad came in. And little Duke stood at attention. Yes, sir. And Dad said, do you know anybody that learned a huge lesson today? And little Duke said, yeah, Dad, I learned my lesson. Dad said, what is that? And little Duke said, I'll never disobey my mom again. I'll never go down and play in the creek again. I'll never go in the spooky old tunnel again. Cross my heart, hope to die, stick a feather in my eye. I learned my lesson, Dad. And Dad's, well, I sure hope so. bend over. This is the old days. Little Duke bent over. Dad said, I'll give you something to remember it by. Whack, crack, smack. Little Duke said, oh, Dad, I remember. I remember now. I'll never forget. And Dad said, okay, I hope you really did learn your lesson. Little Duke said, I did. Dad said, now you go downstairs. You owe your mother an apology. Can you say that word? Apology. That means I'm very, 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 very sorry. So little Duke went downstairs and he went up to his mama and he put his head down. He put his lip out. He said, Mom, I'm very, very sorry. I disobeyed you and I went down into the creek. Those big guys kind of tricked me and called me scaredy cat and buck buck and I got so mad I forgot. But I think I learned my lesson, Mama. Are you ready? Here comes the most important part of the story. Are you listening? Mama said, Little Duke, do you know why Mom and Dad have all these rules for you? And Little Duke had never thought about that before. Oh, because you're like really mean and you don't want me to have any fun. And Little Duke had never really thought about it before because he didn't like the rules. And Mama said, we have all these rules for you because we love you. And we don't want anything bad ever to happen to you. And little Duke's like, wow, I never thought of that. That's really awesome. All the rules are love rules. How cool is that? Wow. And little Duke's looking at his mom and he said, you know what, Mama? I think I really did learn my lesson. Mama said, are you hungry? Duke said, of course I'm hungry. She said, your dinner's been sitting there for an hour and a half. It's cold. That you can go eat it now. See that big piece of chocolate cake on the counter? She said, that was going to be for you. But guess what, little buddy? You're still in being punished, and you're not going to be able to eat the chocolate cake. After you're done eating, no television for you tonight. You're going to have to go straight to bed. So little Duke went in the kitchen and he sat down all by himself and the food was cold, but he didn't even care. He was so hungry and he ate the food and he looked at that piece of chocolate cake. He wanted it so bad. Do you guys like chocolate cake? Little Duke loved chocolate cake, but no chocolate cake tonight because little Duke was being punished. He had to learn his lesson. So little Duke ate his dinner. He hugged his mom and dad goodnight and he went up to his bed. He climbed into his bed and pulled the covers up and little Duke kind of sniffed. Oh, boy, this bed sure does smell better than that stinky old tunnel and that toilet water. So little Duke said his prayers. Dear Lord, boy, was I a dumb kid today or what? But I think I learned my lesson. Oh, dear Lord, don't let those big kids ever trick me again. Next time, I just want to walk away and stay out of trouble. And dear Lord, thank you for my mom and dad. I didn't realize how smart they are. I used to think the rules were dumb, and all along, all the rules were love rules. So thank you for a mom and dad who love me a real lot, too. And dear Lord, you see that piece of chocolate cake down on the counter? Please have Mama give me chocolate cake for breakfast. I'm really going to need a lot of help on this one, Lord, so please give me chocolate cake for breakfast. And my brothers, Lord, now you know how dumb my brothers are. Help them not to be stupid tomorrow, too, and help me to be a good big brother and not to beat them up and help me to be a good example for them. And thank you again for my mom and dad who, like, love me a lot and for this nice, warm bed. And, oh, it sure smells good. And dear Lord, little Duke went to sleep, and that's the end of that story. Little Duke did learn his lesson. He never let the big guys trick him again, and he never went down to play in the creek again. He learned his lesson. So there you go, Little Duke in the tunnel. All the rules were love rules. I hope this was a little bit of a refreshment for you. I'm going to try about once a month to throw up another children's story on a podcast. I have 11 more to go. So hopefully that was a blessing for you. If it has been, press like. You know what to do. Subscribe. Tell your friends about it. Enjoy. Hey, keep your eyes on Jesus. Hey, Keep your hand on the plow. Don't get off mission. Always remember, Jesus loves you. So do I. Bye-bye.